Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back to Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, back at you once again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
I'm pretty excited. This time of the year, you can feel like the excitement, you know, you can feel the frost and the coolness and everything everywhere. Just, I feel chills and tingles. I don't know. I'm excited right now. And Harold is giving me like the weirdest look.
It's just like, we realize we're in Los Angeles, right?
I know, but dude, I'm wearing
cool
clothes.
You guys are 70 degrees.
Before we need to preface our episode before anything gets deeper. It's raining outside.
Yes. This is true.
But when I pulled up to the place, to our recording studio, Lewis came out of the car wearing shorts. So I was like, oh, cool. He's wearing shorts, but then not just shorts. He's wearing slides. So, flip-flops.
Yep.
So, there's no protection on his lower extremities.
None.
Yeah, his phalanges are going to freeze off. And then Dennis was...
Look, that's always been Lewis's problem. He never used protection.
Yeah. His phalanges,
oh, no.
His phalanges are always out in the open. And Dennis got jealous and said, you know what?
I took off my pants.
He took off his pants.
Right, so quick. There. So quick.
And just like Lewis said, he's Winnie the Poohing it right now. And I feel uncomfortable because I'm actually wearing pants and a sweater.
Look, if you're not comfortable with who you are,
I mean,
then you should not be a podcast.
Because we got to be sensitive to when people say, you know what? I haven't listened to any of your stuff.
I got news for you.
Oh, you've been podcasting for 2 years? Haven't heard a minute. Thanks, Dad. Oh.
Wow.
And that's been a moment.
I honestly don't know where to go from here. You know, I guess just to get out of this awkward situation, you know, let's start off with Lewis's favorite segment.
Favorite new section. We are going to potpourri. So for today's potpourri.
Potpourri?
Potpourri. Ooh, that's a good question.
That's clever.
I know.
It's cleverer when hear what we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, so today's theme is actually going to be Star Wars related because, you know, if you...
I'm sorry, it's Star Wars.
It's Star Wars related.
Star Wars.
So, you know, with Disney Plus dropping on everybody's phones and smart TVs and whatnot, everybody's been watching every Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian, and every other cartoon and every show that Disney has put together. So, yeah, for potpourri, like, I want to ask you guys, what non-movie, because I think for the meat and potatoes of today's show, Harold had a great idea. In a few weeks from when we dropped this episode, the newest and final iteration of the Star Wars films as we know it, Rise of Skywalker, will be in theaters. So Harold had the bright idea of ranking all of the Star Wars proper movies proper.
Because no one else has done that before.
Yeah, because, you know, that's totally novel idea. But, you know, before we get there, like, I want to ask you.
You mean somebody's done it before?
Yeah,
I should. Hold on, let me Google something.
Let me grip their notes real quick.
I want to ask you guys, like, so the great thing about the whole Star Wars universe is, like, there's so much, like, content out there for that's not movie related. Any good Star Wars stuff that you guys have been consuming, watching, playing lately that you guys want to talk about?
No.
Okay, cool.
Moving on. I got non Star Wars stuff.
All right, let's go for it.
Then Harold actually has a PS4 now.
I do have a PS4.
Ooh. So that's what I wanted to actually ask before we get to Star Wars stuff. What have you been playing?
I finished Spider-Man in the thing
really?
Over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
That's sad.
That is very sad.
No joke.
No, wait. Did you go through all the laboratories?
Yes, I did every puzzle. I haven't done every side mission, but the main storyline, which according to... This is how nerdy I am. According to the YouTube movie that I watched, it's about 3 hours of cinematic scenes.
Yes.
So you take 3 hours of cinema, and then you tack on maybe like 12 to 15 hours of gameplay.
Ooh-wee.
Something about like... So I spent like a good half... week.
A day and a half.
Yeah. No. So, let's see.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, Thanksgiving, I was like, man, I am stuffed, but I can still play. So, that was the first game I got was Spider-Man. My initial thoughts on it was, at first, I was trying to make it too much. I was trying to play the game too much like I played the Arkham series. Yeah. Oh, and that's okay. A mistake. Because it's a different mechanic, and the reactions from the enemies and the AI is a lot different. So you can't just literally, you can literally just button mash, but then there's kind of, like with Arkham, there's like some kind of technique where you gotta.
Yeah, there's a little chain combo.
Yeah, this one, it's literally, I was just like, as soon as I got the ability to snag weapons and swing them around with my spider webs, it was over. Because I was just knocking people left and right, punching them. It was ridiculous. The thing I hated about the game is the stealth missions.
Really?
Those slow the game down.
Okay, fine. I agree it slowed the game down, but
they're interesting. Storyline-wise.
Like,
storyline-wise, interesting, mm-hmm. and like they help. But like I said, as someone who came from the Arkham series where I'm literally like punching people left and right, it was me getting impatient and just feeling like, okay, guards, just see if you catch me. And then when he does, you have to restart the whole scene. And I was getting pissed off, and I had to stop the game like 4 times because when you play as, spoiler alert, play as Miles Morales a couple
what?
Times.
What? Okay.
Yeah. And he doesn't have his powers.
Okay.
So he's just a high school kid like sneaking in the background behind soldiers. And it's like, oh man, I gotta throw the, or he has a ability to turn on.
And spoiler alert, it's kind of the same thing with MJ.
Yeah. But MJ's are worse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, hide behind this, push this toolbox over so people can come close to you. And I'm like, what?
What? What am I? And then you'd go around.
And you'd literally like stand right behind them, and then they're like, oh, there's nobody behind me. I can't hear anybody creeping behind me. So there's Spider-Man, and I beat that.
There's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'll go into detail about it another time, but literally, recently, I got my copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Nice, okay.
And whoa, so you're not playing on the mobile anymore?
No, I gave up on the mobile, because it's like, once you go big screen, I can't do that. But it's so I got my setup. I played with my cousin. I am better than I thought I would be.
Okay.
Like, I've only had it for a day. I'm at level 10, which, as usual, is a sad sign of I really need to do something else with my life, because according to the video game, I should only be at level 5. But, I mean,
good stuff.
I mean, as long as you finish Spider-Man, you know, might as well.
But then, so now it's Spider-Man where it's like the Arkham series where you kind of want to go back and finish all the side missions. Some of them seem like tedious, and like I can only defeat so many Wilson Fisk thugs without getting bored. But, I mean, everything else. And like the AI in the like later levels, they're like super OP. And it's so frustrating.
Oh.
Because you think you clear a level and there's like some dude just chilling with a sniper rifle like bam.
I liked everything about that game except for the pigeon missions.
Dude, like, no, okay. So
there's ones where you have to chase after
a pigeon. I have an Xbox. I'm sorry. I'm poor. Yeah. Please tell me what these pigeons are about.
Well, it's birds.
Okay.
And they fly. And you have to chase after it.
And the guy's name is Harold.
That's pretty much it. That's
oh, is that really it? No, he's being sarcastic.
He's literally like, oh man, I lost all my pigeons. And Spider-Man's like, guess I'll find your pigeons. And okay, so this is my problem. But the thing that I love about the game is also the thing that I found most frustrating about the game is the control itself.
Okay.
Like, Spider-Man's literally out of control the whole time you're playing him. Am I the only... Did I feel that way? I mean, did you feel that way?
Maybe it's because you rushed through it?
I think so. Because I was, like, in the Arkham series, you know, you use your grappling gun, you shoot at the top of a building, and
he zips right there, yep.
And then the fun thing about Spider-Man is, like, you actually get to, you know, web through New York City, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
But at the same time, there's missions where you're supposed to chase stuff, and I'm like, there's this giant building in the way.
So you gotta like swing around it, but
you gotta go around, or you run like some on accident.
So there's some upgrades where you can actually just shoot as you're swimming there. You can just shoot up, so your user webs. I'm just doing the web.
Nobody can see it.
I know, I'm doing the Spider-Man. You gotta have
just
it,
imagine
you
how Dennis is doing it.
Yeah, and there's a way to get to it, but I mean. Part of it is what I liked about it is that it felt really fluid and natural, where you could you know, I just, it just felt good controlling Spider-Man.
Yeah, the hard, just for me, the hardest part was like, if there was a specific area I needed to land at, those are the missions where I'd be like,
oh. Yeah, you're right. So if that's what you mean by out of control, yes.
Yeah. Like it's the Scorpion mission?
It's a lot. It's harder to figure, like, to actually come up with an exact spot. You can land in the vicinity of it.
But when the platform's like the size of Spider-Man's feet.
That's tough, dude.
Like, because there's this thing where you can auto-shoot and then, like, he'll jet propulsion himself into an area, but there's like parts where you're just flying and you're like, there's no indicator that this can land there. And I'm like, well, I guess it died. And then and the save points are weird because it's like, you figure you're like 2/3 of the way in and it'll throw you all the way back at the beginning.
Oh, damn.
That was the worst part about the stealth missions for me, was because I would figure like I could see Rhino, like I could see the finish line when I'm running behind Rhino, and then he like knocks me over one time and then I'm like, all right, cool. And then it's like, 30 minutes of work, and I'm like,
that's frustrating, dude.
Good times. But so, yeah, Spider-Man.
How about you, Lou?
I'm not playing games. I'm very temperamental lately. Like, I know I was like on a video game binge.
You're very temperamental?
Yes.
What is that?
Is that the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm fickle.
Basically. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Right? Totally, yeah. Okay, my bad.
I don't think you can use the word fickle.
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Well, actually, as long as you're happy with it, it means it tickles your fickle.
Yes. Yeah. It fickles me. What have I been? I've been binging Evangelion, one of those old classic quote unquote animes.
Dude, are you turning to your son?
I know, it's weird, dude.
Are you doing dubbed or subbed?
Yeah, that's a damn good question.
I actually watch the dubs on Netflix, which is blasphemous. Because yeah, but you've seen it, right?
No, that's it. We're not talking. Okay. Anymore. You lost your fanboy card.
You lost all credibility.
I know, dude.
By just saying the dubs, man.
It's really weird. I don't know where they got these voice actors, but it's a thing. So yeah, I binged that. Ended it very confusingly because I don't get it. I'm obviously a dummy, or maybe it got lost in translation, but I don't get that. And also I've been watching Rebels. So like on Disney Plus, obviously all the, like I mentioned earlier, they have all the recent cartoons on there now. You recommended it actually a few episodes ago.
The one with Ezra, right?
Yes, the one with Ezra.
What season are you in right now?
I finished the first season like the last few days.
Okay.
Good stuff, dude.
No.
No, it gets better.
That's actually the worst season.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Well, and it ended on a really good note.
It's still good.
Yeah.
But that was the season where they're still trying to figure out what to do.
Oh, okay.
How many episodes are in the first season?
12 or 13. Not a lot. So I was able to knock it out in like a few train rides. So, but yeah, it's really good. I know everything's in. That's my mission. It's like you're, you know, he's 3 stones. Yeah. How long is that show? About 2.5 train rides.
I mean, like I was telling Lewis earlier, if I had the option to, you know, like consume pop culture while I was driving that wasn't music, I would totally do it. Like going to work.
Yeah.
But my, you know,
my commute is
20 minutes.
Start Ubering, bro.
Start wasting money just so I can watch stuff.
Like, hey.
Just watch a 30-minute show, man.
Here's $20. I want to watch Mandalorian.
Every Friday, man. So Rebels is actually really solid. I'm looking forward to starting the second season. I stopped myself from moving on to the second season because I actually wanted to get your opinion on it. Because, yeah, I mean, it's a good like little introduction to this little ragtag team of dudes. It's funny to me because, like, you're the bigger Star Wars guy, so like
you're the bigger nerd. Nerd,
you know?
I heard,
but like I've seen the name.
Nerd.
I've seen the name,
you, man.
In my own house.
Studio.
My bad. Like I've seen this guy's name, Filoni, in both Mandalorian, Rebels, and Clone Wars that I've watched.
Oh, he is the Star Wars guru.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that. So there's like a Kevin Feige, I guess, for Star Wars.
Yeah,
oh, that's interesting to me because
basically after Rebels, pretty much people kind of figured out that he has the pulse of Star Wars. He actually understands. He's a huge fan of the original ones.
Yeah.
Yet he's was still willing to actually experiment with some of the some of the things. So I mean, you're eventually one of my favorite characters, Sabine.
Yes.
And she's the Mandalorian.
She's their Mandalorian. So it's actually,
by the way, I know we haven't talked, or I don't know if we're talking about Mandalorian, but that's one of the things that people are kind of like, it's a little controversial, considering that Filoni is helping helm the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
One of the concepts that they introduced is the idea that the Mandalorians don't ever take off their helmets.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Is the way. In front of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sabine, it's like, she's got like, ironically, the Spider-Man problem, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man problem, where he can't keep his mask on for like 5 minutes every other.
Have you heard the theory about that?
Which one?
The different sects, the different tribes.
Oh, well, there is different tribes in...
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
definitely different tribes
in... So that's why they're saying his particular tribe, that's their tradition.
Oh, okay.
Is that the
theory?
That's what someone's theory. Okay. That's a theory.
So live-action Mandalorian is, like, Orthodox, and Sabine is, like, dirty Catholic.
Yeah. She's very traditional. She's, like, non-traditional.
She's twice a year Mandalorian.
The only thing she puts it on is during Easter.
Yeah. Easter and Christmas, that's it.
Ironically, not an egg mask. Although...
I know we haven't really gotten to talk to about Mandalorian, but one of the things that I thought about it was that at the end of... Because this is the end of Return of the Jedi, right? Or... The fall of
the Empire.
The fall of the Empire. So, at least in my opinion, or at least I thought in my headcanon, as Lewis kind of talks about, is that because of everything that happened, where the Mandalorians kind of sold out to the Empire, and they got decimated, and so now it's like a more strict, you know, more cult-like group.
Yeah, they kind of whittle down and...
We'll see what happens, okay. I guess. But yeah, definitely. If you haven't watched it yet, you gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's way better than Clone Wars.
Okay. Because Clone Wars started interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it got a little too muddled in the lore, ironically. Yeah. But like, yeah, I can see like the kind of the same flavor, I guess, from the Mandalorian and Rebels, where it's very like it's pared down storytelling that talks about like a lot of individual stuff instead of like the bigger world building stuff. I mean, there's time for that, I guess, but obviously people really like how Filoni's running these shows. So yeah, kudos to him. I'm looking forward to seeing more of his stuff.
For me, Star Wars wise, I have to tell you, I'm kind of, aside from Mandalorian, I haven't really been paying attention much to it. But for me, the two things, at least pop culture wise, that I've been consuming, I'm still on my Borderlands 3 kick, and I still keep on playing. Like every moment I can get, I keep on playing. I have to let you borrow the copy, my copy, so you can take it away off of my hands until the DLC comes in, then I'll start playing it again.
I don't know, man. From Modern Warfare, I think I'm stuck.
Are you playing online?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. Don't play this for online. This is
okay.
This is like,
I'm kind of intrigued. I kind of want to watch you play online.
Right now I'm garbage.
Oh, okay.
Like I was so I was cutting Dennis off, but like I was so like I can't remember how good I am in Call of Duty, because I know the mechanics are different from, like, even my cousin was saying, he's like, it's not Halo. You don't got to be Rambo and like just jump in there and throw grenades. Like, just lay back. And I'm like, so you're saying we should camp? And he's like, yep. And I was like, you know, this
might as well auto-tune this game. Yeah, you know, like, the two things you hate.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. I was reading. There was an article where somebody decided to, I guess, Halo Reach 2.
Reach 2 is called Around.
I told you I'd get one.
Wait, you got a Halo Reach 2?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, but they were talking about how after having played a lot of modern games, they finally decided to go back to Halo Reach, because Halo Reach, I guess, came out on the PC. And so they started playing it again. And one of the things, the stark differences that they found, was how different modern shooters were compared to older, the older generations. And it's funny what you're talking about, the idea of, you know, like he was saying that one of the initial things is what he was used to was using like the sprint button to kind of like rush from back and forth. And that's actually one of the ways that he could get easily killed in like, Fortnite and all those things where,
yeah,
being proactive, being engaging is actually, detrimental.
Yeah. Yes. Which I am still learning apparently from this game, because there's a dozen plus maps, which, you know, I have no idea. And I don't know the weapon system yet, because I've only been playing for a day. And I was proud when I like got first place in a free-for-all game, and then I've kind of got sad because those guys were like leveled. There's no parity system in right now on Modern Warfare Online.
Oh, really?
I was a level 3, and I was playing against level 60s and level 40s.
Oof, that's which rough, is dude.
Supposed to be impossible, but like apparently I got the level 40s. I don't understand how to play the game, or their controllers were unplugged and just let me win the whole time. But yeah, it's different, and I know, I'm going to say I don't like it, but I should adjust my playstyle. It's like, you know, just adjusting your playstyle to how the game is supposed to play.
What's going to be funny is that pretty soon him and your son are going to be like talking to each other.
I know.
I'm going to be talking trash.
We're talking about talking trash. You're going to be the one, well, you know, the best camping spot is.
No.
And Lewis is going to be like, what the hell, bro?
Because camping, really?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be terrible.
Snap this fool.
But I picked up, like I told Dennis, I picked up Destiny 2 for $7.
Wow. Have you played it yet?
I played, and I was actually pretty good because it's very Halo mechanic-y.
Yeah, it is.
And then
you really went through this PlayStation quick, dude.
Spider-Man was $10.
Wow.
Spider-Man was $10.
Yeah. I like the fact that his whole thing of I'm poor is going down the drain.
I was like, wait a second. Are you trying to outstinge me?
Dude, like when Black Friday came out, I was like, I almost bought, what's the one you play? Overwatch.
Overwatch, yeah. Yeah.
Because it was $20.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I almost bought
Borderlands because it was $20.
Ooh.
But then I already knew those are shooters. And I literally ordered Modern Warfare because it was on sale at Black Friday for 33% off or whatever. And I was like, well, I'll just wait for it. And then by the time, that's why I was like, I wanted to pick up all these other things, but then I know where I'm going to end up.
Yeah, you got three games, two of them are shooters.
Yeah.
So.
And then the problem, yeah, see, you already know my issue. And then the other game is an Arkham game. I'm literally in my wheelhouse already. I'm surprised,
settled in,
surprised I don't have Street Fighter yet.
Yeah, dude.
No, wait. Oh, 1 month.
And that's one of the big thing.
Oh, Champion Edition, right?
Champion Edition. Yeah. You have all the DLCs, and it's only going to be $29.99.
Does it have Sagat? Sagat?
What
Sagat?
Yes.
Sagat? Yes.
Dude, only they can use that word.
I don't think even they get.
No, they get very offended.
If you get Tekken, they have Negan. It's the ultimate crossover.
Negan versus
Sagat. Sorry, Twitter. But your ears just pricked up.
What does fool say? What did you say, fool?
Cancel this guy.
No, just him. Just him. Just cancel one guy. I don't know if he can do it, or you can just
one person. If Twitter canceled him, that means there's only one of the three of us that's going to be on Twitter.
Oh, sweet. I know we're getting sidetracked just for a second. Then.
We're still talking about Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll get to it.
We promise.
It is the fireworks factory. We're gonna get there. But have you ever seen, there was this clip online where these guys were doing a radio interview. They're interviewing this this author who's like a terrible person. And so what they kept on doing was they kept on cutting his mic and his headphones off.
Okay.
But it was literally like, so he was getting annoyed that he would hear like static, and then like when he would try to hear his own feedback, he wouldn't hear his voice in the headphones. So he was like, oh, you know, there must be some kind of technical difficulties. And they're like, yep, that must be it. All right, have a good one, man. And he takes off. And then literally when they walk out the door, they're like, what an idiot. I can't believe you fell for that. And then he's like, I can hear you over the... He's like, your radio, your show is playing over the speakers. And they're like, yeah, we didn't care. And then I was just like, oh, it would be funny if when we get, by the way, we're getting a new audio setup someday. But what
someday?
Someday is in like a couple of weeks. But what if we figured a way to like mute each other? So like
ma
dick move, dude. I'm sorry, do you have to bleep that?
Damn it, yeah.
sorry.
Wiener move.
Richard move.
Did you say your wiener moved?
Richard Parker move.
For Harold.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, God. There's a bit of a twitch.
So
do you have a twitch yet? Speaking of which.
Okay, we're getting nerdy here, but so if you watch Twitch with sponsored partners, you would get perks.
Okay.
So half an hour you get double points. Double XP, which is pretty good. And then I think an hour is like a weapon. If you watch consecutively for 4 hours, you win an emblem, which people have been doing.
How many emblems do you
have? Just one.
Okay, just the one.
Just the one.
Dang. Dennis with a throat
kill. What would he do?
I kind of disappointed that you only have one.
No, because you only... It doesn't
matter. I was expecting... Well, I have five rare ones. And
4 hours is the maximum amount. Because they don't want you like...
Die.
I just had it in the background.
Sure.
Like, you know, you can mute Twitch.
Okay, yeah.
No, I don't.
Just mute the tab. Just open multiple tabs.
Okay, so I can't believe we went through that much and not talk about our actual programming today. So, Harold, since you were the one that kind of came up with this, I throw it to you.
Before, like Lewis said, Rise of Skywalker will come out about 2 weeks after this episode posts, which is 2 weeks from now. And we wanted to get into, like the last time, one of the first big episodes we did when we originally opened the podcast was for The Last Jedi. And we got a lot of feedback because we did two episodes of that movie. We did an episode of like, spoiler free, and then we did a spoiler filled one. And then that's from when we were like, oh, we're just going to go on full-on spoiler a couple of weeks after it comes out. So we're pretty excited about it. Obviously, Star Wars is the one just big connection that not just us, but like another big group of friends has with each other. And, you know, talking about the Star Wars universe has obviously been profitable for our social media. It's great clickbait. It's literally the only thing people are clicking on.
Wait. Profitable means we actually
profit. Profitable, like thumbs wise.
Yeah. Why not jab the thumb?
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna give a thumb, you gotta jab the thumb.
It's true. Can't be a gentle thumb.
Nope, you can't press it, bro. You gotta jab that bad boy. Because you know, lightsaber. But so I had been, you know, seeing a lot of people talking about how this is obviously the end of an era. It's the very last Star Wars that'll be part of this storyline. And then,
or so we think,
but you know, I think it's a good idea to finally just let it go.
Put it to rest. I agree.
Like we said, the thing that we enjoy, or at least what I enjoy about The Mandalorian is, yes, it is set in the Star Wars universe, but they are separate storylines. Not everything is connected so far.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? The very first episode, Baby Yoda showed up.
Yeah, but like, you know,
that was different. The one thing I hated. Everybody loves Baby Yoda. I agree. He's cute. Okay. But that was the one thing, one of my biggest gripes. The moment I saw Baby Yoda, like,
it's going to get connected.
There you go.
Yeah. But like right now, for now, it's a separate storyline.
Definitely.
And then how it diverts from where we are now, who knows? But in terms of the main big nine storyline, prequels, original trilogy, and then now the sequel trilogy, where this series is ending. So, we are...
What is it called? Sequel trilogy? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that's... Yeah. Or the third set? I don't know anymore.
Playing tennis, but...
Is it love? I know. But, so, we saw the idea that people had been ranking... Not the... We're excluding... This is a preface. We're excluding the last trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So, any of the new movies, we are not gonna...
So, Last Jedi.
Last Jedi, Force Awakens, and obviously, because we haven't seen it yet, Rise of Skywalker. But when that movie comes out and we do our review, we'll, you know, eventually talk about that then. But for now, original trilogy, the three prequels, and the side movie projects that have come as... They say in the emblem, a Star Wars story.
A Star Wars story.
We're going to go out and ranking those 8 movies. And
how do you want to do this? Do you want to go individual?
We should go, but yeah, let's go individually. Like, you know, Dan, you can go first. Talk about from your least favorite to your most favorite.
Okay.
And then feel free to, if you need to defend your opinion.
Well, how can I defend it if I'm going first?
No, Kobe was the best Laker ever.
Yes. Kobe, and Dylan.
I'll start it off. At first, to be honest with you, I was trying to figure out where what I would go. The most obvious one would be Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Everybody pans Phantom Menace. But my number, is it eight?
Yeah, so there's 8 total.
Number 8, I am going to go with Episode 2. Attack of the Clones. For me, Attack of the Clones, it just had... It wasn't as, you know, compared to Phantom Menace, there were just a lot of missteps for me. I can't think of anything that I actually enjoy watching. There was nothing about it that when I see it, it's like, ooh, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it for this episode. I mean, what do I want to watch? Anakin Skywalker talking about sand, you know, or do I want them kind of like hopping around on the,
those
beasts.
Cows, yeah, whatever yeah, those were.
Words
are painful.
At least, graphics wise, it wasn't compelling to me. C-3PO walking around, like looking for
his
head and everything. There was really nothing entertaining about that movie. The closest thing I can remember was Yoda. Yoda in the end. But again, it just wasn't satisfying to me. So I'm gonna go with Episode 2 as my last one. My second one, number 7 for me. I am gonna go with Solo.
Okay. Well, that low, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it was the hype. You know, it's supposed to be Han Solo's story. It's supposed to be the what we've been waiting for, and what we got is like. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like a lot of the things that I was looking forward to, the explanation of the Kessel Run, you know, how he got the Millennium Falcon and all those things. There was no big payoff for me. And considering that pretty much Han Solo was supposed to be the greatest pilot there is. And. He's okay. Like, he's still good. You know, but there was really nothing there that really satisfied me.
So he was more Hollywood than Maverick.
I'd go Merlin, but, you know.
Merlin was a co-pilot.
I know, that's why. That's why. I mean, Donald Glover at this point was the...
That's true.
Was the pilot, you know. Let's see. My third one, I'm going to go with Phantom Menace. Even though it's panned, I don't know if you guys remember it, but when Phantom Menace came out and everybody kind of made fun of, somebody made like a cut of it where they took out most of the I was going to say podcasting. the pod racing.
Wow, they called it in 1999.
where they took out most of the discussion about creating the podcast the pod race racer and all those things. But the reason why I would put Phantom Menace before the other two is because of what we actually saw. It was the first time we finally see real Jedi fighting with lightsabers. It's the first time we get to see, you know, all the things that we thought, that Jedis were supposed to be. And it was amazing. Yes, there were problems. Yes, they were talking about diplomatic, you know, problems. They were talking about, trade routes and everything. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, that's kind of what Mandalorian is doing also right now. The only thing Mandalorian keeps on talking about is money. You know, this is,
bounty this.
Oh, I don't accept credit. I don't accept credits.
And only Venmo.
So, I would put numbers, I don't even know where we're at. Number 5. Mm-hmm. I would go Phantom Menace just because of, I mean, yes, I would skip through a lot of things, but I'd watch the first, you know, I would watch the very first scene where they realize that it was a trap and then they have to fight their way out of the detention cell. I'd watch the first battle between, not Obi-Wan,
Qui-Gon
and Darth Maul. And then, of course, the death of Qui-Gon Jinn, all those things that you can remember. Yes, there were some problems. Yes, there were some faults, but it's something that I still would want to watch.
And Duel of the Fates.
I'm sorry?
Duel of the Fates.
Is that what it's called? John Williams score.
You're talking about the soundtrack
for that fight.
the next one after that, I would go with, I hate to, I'm flip-flopping here because I said something, I remember saying something, but after rethinking about it, I kind of am flip-flopping a little bit. The next one I would go for is Rogue One. Okay. Rogue One would be my number four.
Okay.
It was great.
So at least it's a top half.
It's a top half.
Yeah.
Definitely top half for
middle of the road, literally.
Yeah. And, you know, for Rogue One, again, something new. It was the first time that we, first time without the credit scenes that, or the scrolling text.
Right.
And I remember watching it and it was kind of jarring to me. And it was the first time without lightsabers and everything. And I thought that was the first indication that Star Wars could exist without Jedi. Of course, you see Darth Vader at the end kicking ass with lightsabers, so that kind of, it's a moot point. But everything else, it was like, yes, there's a future of Star Wars without Jedi, without lightsabers. And that's what we're seeing with The Mandalorian right now. You know, that's what we saw with the first part of, at least, like Rebels and all those things. My next one is, I am going to go with...
It's your top three.
Top three.
Mm-hmm.
I go Jedi. I go Empire. And I go New Hope as my number one.
And, very cool.
I'll let you guys talk about it, and I'll jump in once we get to like those top three.
That's where we're gonna get to them,
because I think the top three is gonna be interesting in the way we kind of talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So I'll go next. So this is my bottom four. This one actually. So yeah, I have the same. Excuse me. At number eight, bottom of the pile, I have it the same as Dennis. I did not enjoy Attack of the Clones. So when Harold was playing video games all day on Thanksgiving, my family and I were binging all the Disney Plus Star Wars movies. It's a very slippery slope because obviously, just like Netflix, it'll tell you, do you want to start the next movie? He's like, yes, of course I will. So we started it anyway. And exactly what you said, dude, there's like no redeeming factor to Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
And I hate it because it's just like, you know, the press and the media up until then is saying, oh, it's the second movie of this trilogy, so it's got to be like Empire. Totally 180, not at all. Because you're right, there was, at least for Phantom, which I have at number seven, at least for Phantom, they established a lot of the lore that, you know, that we kind of, that we use now for Star Wars, like the fact that there's only two Sith, and there are...
Midichlorians. Whether or not you like the idea...
The term Padawan at least came up. That's so the student is called this. Because, again, during Thanksgiving weekend, you rewatch the original trilogy, none of those things are said at all. So it's like, okay, so you take the prequels for granted because they did introduce a lot of those concepts, but like you mentioned, again, Attack of the Clones had nothing redeeming. I think Christopher Lee did an okay job as this new Sith apprentice as Count Dooku, but yeah, even the fight
Count Dooku is one of those things I never did understand.
They didn't quite it was weird to me that how they jumped from Darth Maul to Dooku and like with little to no explanation, and I mean, obviously they did. It's like, oh, there's two apprentices, master and apprentices at any given time. So in my head, I was like, so was Dooku interning while Maul was the apprentice? I mean, I don't know how the hierarchy works.
Yeah.
But so like I said, number seven would be Phantom.
No, hold on though. I think there is one redeeming factor for episode two.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on Disney Plus and extras, did you see the music video for episode two?
No.
It's
a what?
Yeah, this one by Barbara Streisand.
No way.
Yeah, it goes, send in the clones. No? No? Okay, cool.
Wow. I'm quiet because I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Dude, that went way around just for that joke, man.
Wow.
I really was about to pull it up on my phone. I was like, do they
really? Mm. You should have heard it.
What? What? A secret track. I hate it. Thanks, I hate it. Cool. Okay, so all right, so below Phantom at number six, I would have to go with below Phantom. Yeah, Phantom was fine. Like for the same reasons you said. Right above that, though, I'd say Jedi: Return of the Jedi would be there.
Ooh, I know Jedi went that low.
Yeah, not top four for me. Wow. After
that's not again, even top half, dude.
No, I think.
Thank you.
I know.
Great thank at math, you, by the way.
Method man. Did you call me Method Man? Oh. See, it was getting with the puns.
But I thought I was going to get him with sending the clones.
He was too into thought.
I know, because I really bought it. And I was like,
that's how meta, that's how good that joke was.
You should maybe stop. So yeah, Jedi was fine because it was a retread of a lot of the stuff from Empire. And again, what kind of irks me too is the fact that so you know now we agree or it's a given fact that Leia is Luke's twin. Da da da. But you watch Return of the Jedi and it's literally a throwaway line that they just kind of build nothing to it, and then like they build all this lore after the fact, so it's kind of weird to me. So in retrospect, kind of definitely hits different. All right, so number five for me, right below that, the last of the bottom half, is Solo. Same reasons Dennis had. It didn't add a lot. It did a lot of work just to show us what we didn't think we needed to see, like explaining that his blaster was actually a rifle, and that him and Chewbacca had an awkward first meeting. It's like, oh, it's a weird meet cute, and Chewbacca almost kills you. Okay, no thanks. So it was okay, and not to mention, I can't even remember that guy's name, the actor who played Solo, because I think he was supposed to be like that next guy from Hollywood. Alden Reich?
Aiden Alreich.
Yeah, it's like some German name. He was supposed to be like one of those.
Whoa, man! What the hell? Why would you?
I'm so angry right now. Mando. But so yeah, it's like he wasn't it kind of missed me on the spot. I mean, not that I think Lando deserves a different show, but yeah, I think Childish Gambino did a much better job as, you know, young Carl Weathers. dang it. as young Billy Dee Williams. But you know, it's fine.
We're not racist.
I know.
Really quickly before you move on, I just read something that made me crack up really hard. His name is Billy Dee Williams, right?
Right.
What's the the long name of Billy?
William.
His name is William Dee Williams.
Damn it, you're right.
So he should be in
Willie Dee Williams. What if it's a Williams first? Anyway, all right. So my top four
for Dee Williams.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go top four. Number four for me, Revenge of the Sith. Again, your enjoyment might depend on how much you like it. But again, it's one of those, like, we keep joking about it, but it's the fireworks factory. Finally get there. We finally get to the part where, you know, the whole freaking prequel trilogy leads to the point where, like, just get... You know, Anakin dismembered already in the suit that we want to see. And, you know, and
no.
Clonk, clonk. Oh, God. I get it. He's Frankenstein. Thanks, George Lucas. But, you know, we finally get there. I'm doing air quotes right now, the epic fight between Ben and, or Obi-Wan and Anakin's finally there.
We have the higher ground.
So quotable, exactly. And we have all that too. And you know, a lot of the explanations that they gave to give why the Jedi are how they are and how the Empire got there got squeezed into that last movie, like Order 66 and the fact that the Senate gave the Emperor all the power because of whatever. Kind of like a weird, you know, but like I said, we got to the fireworks factory and a lot of the things I had explained to how things were at the New Hope. So, you know, I'll give it credit for that. So it's top four for me. Number three, I'm going to go with Rogue One because, again, it was totally different from the rest of the seven movies. Not one lightsaber. Yes, a Death Star. I'm sorry. Yes, there was one lightsaber battle, but it was only like a minute long.
Totally it was not different. A battle. It was a massacre.
Right. You're right. Exactly. But very one-sided.
Those soldiers might as well have been younglings. Dude.
Or Jawa, or whatever Anakin else. Dude just likes massacring people. I just realized. It's kind of his thing, I guess. And then, yeah, so that's top three. Top two, I'm going to go with Empire at number two and New Hope at number one. Empire, everybody loves, but I still love New Hope because it sets everything up. Without the New Hope, it's nothing. So, like, I think when we ranked our Marvel movies a while back when Endgame came out, I put Iron Man as one of my top two or three, I think. For the same reasons. Without Iron Man, like, I can't, there is no Marvel Universe. Without New Hope, there is no Star Wars Universe. So that's it. That's my top eight.
I agree. Especially, you know, I get why everybody likes Empire.
Yeah.
You know, but, one of my favorite moments in Empire, and everybody, I keep always like kind of misquotes it, is the one where Darth Vader finally, like, reveals like the big reveal, and you know, Luke, you know, says something that everybody quotes. Does anybody actually remember what the actual quote is?
The actual "I am your father."
Yeah, is that what it? Do you remember what?
It's like you have father. What happened to your father?
But what? Yeah, but nobody remembers what Luke actually says.
No, yeah, he says, no, it can't be.
And no. He goes, Papa, can you hear me?
Because it came around.
Yes! Dude, you say it a third time, she's going to show up.
Okay, hold on.
She's like Beetlejuice.
I have... Oh, thank God that came out. Thank you. That's like a fart I'd needed to do.
Lord.
I was like, no, that's not true. That's impossible. That's what he says. I've seen this scene 30 times this week.
Well, that's anticlimactic. All right, so...
All right, it's your list.
Stop looking at me.
Mine's actually kind of different. Yeah, it's a little different from you guys'. I hated Phantom. I still hate Phantom.
Okay. Like, still bottom.
Those two scenes, the only two scenes that are redeeming, or three scenes that are redeeming, is, unlike Dennis, I do like the pod racing scene just because, like, it used to work my surround sound perfectly before, like, when I first got it on DVD.
Just because you liked Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Like you said, the first scene where we have when they get trapped and the very last battle. Everything else, I could care less about that movie. Like, it's really, I forget that Keira Knightley's the decoy, and it's like, hey, Keira Knightley. But, like, no one knows that at the time. You're like, Natalie Portman looks like Natalie Portman. And that character, like, for Queen Amidala is completely wasted in the first movie.
Yeah.
Princess Amidala, sorry. They shouldn't, first of all, my opinion always has been, there is no point of showing Anakin as a child. There was, why? No one was saying, hey, I wonder what Darth Vader was like as a little kid. There's like, oh, I wonder what he was like before he became Darth Vader, like maybe previously,
mm-hmm.
and not like, oh, when did he start becoming evil? Because there's nothing evil about him. And like, in the first one, and like, that was the first thing where I was just like, are we supposed to like him? Because I don't like him.
Yeah.
I obviously don't like him.
Well, I think that's the problem, is that that's what I feel that that's what they were trying to do, where there was going to be that, you know, you were supposed to love that character.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be tragic that in the second one, something bad happened that's going to make him turn.
Yeah.
And you're right. I think, is it Jake Lloyd? Unfortunately, oof. You know,
poor kid.
poor kid. There was no way, unless you can get a really talented, like, actor, you know, but even the lines that he got, like, are you an angel or something? I forget what it was. It's like, dude, whoopee! God.
Somebody slaughter this young one. Like, there's no Darth Vader in that death.
I know. But my thing, too, though, is, like, on paper, it sounds like a good idea. Like, if you want to give Vader a tragic origin, like, making him a slave sounds like a good idea on paper. But, like, just the way that they executed it, you're right. If they fast-forwarded it to, like...
Like, say they put that storyline of Attack of the Clones, where his mother gets kidnapped and murdered, put that in the first movie... And then you have the, like, you know, where you're really, you feel for the Anakin character.
Yeah, yeah.
And then let
you're him, develop, actually, that's into, a good point. That's a good idea.
Develop into the evil that he eventually becomes.
That is a good idea.
Because it's like, that jump in, like, in Attack of the Clones, it's like, okay, this is Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about him. Attack of the Clones. Bam. All of a sudden, a murderer again.
Yeah.
Or not again, but murderer for the first time.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, Sith, where he, like, full on... You know, super murder.
Because I think they tried too hard to make Phantom end the way New Hope did with everybody around with some kind of metal and like, hey. But I think you're right, dude. I think now to think of it, it would have been some crazy irony if he flew off, tries to blow up that ship, and his mom dies, and he comes back and realizes that he wasn't there to say, that would have been such a better origin. Like,
the mistake was him going out and doing that.
Oh, that's like a total Peter Parker, you know.
Or, but maybe that's so what they were, like you said, or maybe like they were going for a different storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me, at least, you know, you're not sympathetic towards his character at all in any of, like, he doesn't lose the pod race.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's successful in everything. He builds freaking droids.
Yeah, pretty smart kid.
On his downtime. You know? So that's why I still hate. I mean, I don't hate it. I can enjoy it.
It's for older chicks.
Yeah. Dude, that age gap is just weird, man.
Yeah.
Because look at Jake Lloyd. Okay, if he was in Jingle All the Way, you know, maybe he's like 10. And
Kumail, was he? Okay,
he's supposed to be like 9 or 10, right?
Yeah.
And then I was 14.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad jump, but... If you were 14 years old and you weren't dating no 10-year-olds when we were 14, that's kind of gross.
Well, I think it was worse that Natalie Portman was not 14. You know?
No, I know.
Natalie Portman looked 20.
No, Natalie Portman was a full-on adult.
Did they cast her when she was in, like, Leon the Professional, thinking she was going to look the same?
She stay the same?
I was like, no.
Like she had some kind of, like, pygmy syndrome?
She grew up, dude.
Yeah. And they didn't want to do the whole Dorothy thing where they were, like, just hiding...
Yeah.
What's her name?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. You know, hiding like the fact that she was blossoming into
They had to like
the, and they, literally, it's like didn't even recast her, or you know what I mean? Where she's the same age, only 3 years later, and then he's all of a sudden.
It's that high midichlorian comment.
maybe that
hits real hard.
Maybe that's his thing. So, it's still enjoyable, but out of all of them, still like
you just skip to the end, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Dude, like I said, Duel of the Fates, that's all I'm there for.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
That song is awesome. When, you know, that perfect action scene with him, you know, that was made for that. Yeah. Like, the other battles never got that great song, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, when Luke and Vader fought off, it was quiet.
Yeah, actually it was.
And there was nothing there. And then, so you have this where it's like,
and then it just kept on going.
You're literally like,
you kind of feel like you're Obi-Wan where you're waiting for
the shield to open.
And you're like, okay. It's like hopscotch.
No.
Double dutch. You're like, okay, I'm going. Okay, no.
Put that shield down. Oh, you got me. Oh, now I gotta watch him die behind the shield. Oh, no. That's weak. Okay, so I'll go that. Agreement with everybody else that I didn't... my second least favorite is Solo, like we talked about before. No stakes in the movie.
We know, doesn't help either. You're right.
We know Lando's going to live. We know Han Solo's going to live. We know Chewbacca's going to live. Everything else we don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've seen it. Like you said, there's too much exposition for things we don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one cared about the rifle. No one cared about Chewbacca all of a sudden picking up a giant crossbow. Like, oh, hey, there's these dice.
Did he?
Yeah, remember, like, he's like, he's crossbow.
Those dice, was that introduced in Solo just for the Last Jedi's payoff? Because remember, they introduced the dice in Solo. And then in Last Jedi, they had, like, that Luke and Leia had a sweet moment where he gave them the dice. I'm like...
But no, that was after.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah. Really? Yeah. It was, I mean, Last Jedi came out after Solo, but was that set up just for that scene? Cause that seems like a lot of,
just for that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a waste. I enjoy Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
I still, why?
No, okay.
You have to defend this one.
I know it's only three below the lowest.
So close to the bottom. First of all, NSYNC or Jedis?
What, sorry?
NSYNC? But they're never shown.
Okay, I keep hearing that, but I've never... Okay,
it's a thing.
Maybe I need to watch it on your huge TV and see if they're there.
You see Christopher Patrick's braids? That's all I was looking for when
Justin,
I was
like... Justin's ramen hair. It's like, it's just like, there it is.
There's bye-bye-bye in the corner. But... No,
actually, they were the ones that were saying bye to the younglings.
I enjoy that one scene where they're on the giant lizard where Amidala is captured and Obi-Wan is captured, and then you know he does that whole escape. I actually enjoyed that thing.
Why?
It's just fun to see the clone army versus the Jedi.
But the graphics was terrible. Oh, no,
they're terrible. But like, I'm not taking graphics into account. It's like it has nothing to do with the story either. It's just fun to. It's like the end of Oh, never mind.
No,
damn. I'm just kidding.
Django's head doesn't cut off in Frozen.
Oh god! Oh my god!
That's like,
are you allowed to say the word Django?
I mean, if he's unchained. All right, so if
as long as Amidala's chained, it's okay.
Yeah, because that's all we need to see. And she does a weird like backflip. I don't know how she gets on top of the pillar. Anyways, but like that scene is actually not that bad. And then comparing it to everything, that scene's actually kind of enjoyable. Like them building the clone army, that's actually kind of cool.
No, because you go to that the water world,
the rain planet, with the giraffe people.
You were
not giraffes, or whatever. They just have extended.
Who paid for this?
No, you know what they look like? They look like the villains from Fifth Element.
I thought that was the Snoke's people, dude.
That's what they kind of look like. Oh. But Snoke has a shorter neck, supposedly. I don't know. But
You're not defending.
I'm not convincing you guys enough. I do enjoy that Yoda versus Count Dooku battle though.
The whole pushing and pulling thing that he did in the end.
Him doing jumps.
Yeah. I'm still on the fence on how Yoda fights. His fighting style of like being a jumping bean and like, I'm still on the fence on that one. So I don't know. Cause like, what I loved about, like, I get that Yoda's supposed to be like the Mr. Miyagi older sage guy. And then he gets like, I don't know, an HGH power up and he's like, you know, Mario all of a sudden jumping all over the place. I'm like, I was kind of hoping it would be a little more zen of like, you know, he's going to block everything and be like small stature, but like, no, he's like a literal frog.
Yeah, they straight up went Ninja Gaiden on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Where like every technique was a slashing, jumping slash. Like
It was all it was. Yeah, dude.
But
it was like the SNES game.
That kind of made it worse. Like the whole time, basically, Dooku was just defending.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, you know, Dodge, parry. He's Robin Hood. All right. That's that. Next for me is Revenge of the Sith.
As number four?
That is the
number five.
From
number five. Okay.
Yeah. Still enjoyable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's so, like, in just all the movies, there's a lot of crap you can cut out. But him slaughtering little children, still hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That kid's face.
That kid's face. Like,
hey!
Master Anakin!
And then he, like, raises it up, and you're like... See, that's the moment. Like, I mean... And then the crappy part is, of course, you know, the only the fact that Amidala dies because of a broken heart.
She lost the will to live, man.
Yeah, she didn't have, like, nothing else got her.
Yeah.
She was fine.
She was good.
So how is it that Leia still remembers her mother, is my question.
That's it. Is she probably still alive? Like
Padme?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I think Padme was probably alive for that second where she was just like, oh yeah, Jedi. I don't know, I got it. There's really nothing to defend any of that.
But Natalie Portman is amazing.
Yeah. And then like we said, you know, my favorite scene is Samuel L. Jackson. Why? Why do I love it, Lou?
Why is that his favorite one, Lou? Lewis?
Because he got thrown out the window.
You're welcome, America. Feel free to use our jokes until you run.
So that's one of the memes we're going to use.
Still so good. So good. And then, okay, so this is like
Lewis. I hate it so much.
The thing that Lewis talked about is, like we said, the fireworks factory, literally where, you know, Anakin gets thrown into fire.
Yeah.
And it works. And for me, it was like, how damaged is he going into the suit? Because in my.
Going into the soup? No,
yeah, that's it's lava, man.
No, but into the suit, The Vader suit. Oh, suit, oh, my bad. But like, is it a respiratory thing?
Yeah.
Like, and he obviously loses his hair because in Empire, he has no hair.
Yeah, for sure.
Empire. In Return of the Jedi, he got no hair. And I was like, oh, how badly is he damaged that he needs a battle suit?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when, you know, you chop off his legs and his
arm. One arm, off, yeah.
And like everything else becomes hard to breathe.
like, well, okay.
It's like, okay, that seems appropriate. And then they ruined it with that last shot. But, you know, James Earl Jones sounding older.
Oh, I know.
Than when he originally came in.
When he was supposed to be younger, but
it just kind of threw me off. But so that's why I have.
He said no.
He said no. Yeah. And then next for me is Return of the Jedi is my fourth.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Jedi. Jedi was like, I think I mentioned this before. Jedi was the first Star Wars movie I'd originally seen because my uncle thought it was appropriate to see, you know, little Filipinos in bear costumes getting murdered. But the beginning, the intro to Return of the Jedi, I think is probably the best scene maybe in all of Star Wars. In term, except for Boba Fett getting, like, you know.
Boof.
He went on to like such a, like a punk, man. It was terrible. He accidentally died. Hold on, sorry, not died, but accidentally got knocked into the.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But everything else leading up into that, from Leia being disguised, from her getting captured, from Luke going in and being like, oh, all of a sudden I'm a Jedi. And then him, you know, the Rancor thing, that's fantastic. And then the movie just goes on from there.
Yeah.
So, and then the final battle is, well, it's always good. Yeah. So, yeah. And like Lewis said, yeah, literally that throwaway line of, yeah, there's another one. Like, okay, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like.
And then the next scene is like, it's Leia, isn't it? Like,
is it, what? Is it supposed to be Leia? It's like, oh, okay.
But there's so much tension between you two. Yeah.
And you guys made out.
I know.
Yikes. Twice. my third to the top is Rogue One.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like we talked about it being the outcast of the movies. Mainly because, like, we talked about it before how I said I enjoyed Empire because, like Clerk said, it ends in such a downer. Nothing ends in more of a downer than the ending of Rogue One.
Yeah.
And besides, I mean, before they get the New Hope, apparently. Yeah. But before Vader comes out and destroys everybody and, you know, Leia gets the plans, that scene where, you know, the whole planet blows up, which was spoiled by Dennis, by the way. Because Lewis's son told him they all die.
No, I did like for, not by. Because by Dennis means that I said.
Oh, sorry. For, it was ruined for Dennis.
Yeah. Two?
By Lewis. By Lewis's son. But
they all die.
That, like,
and that's when I slapped him. In my head, canon.
I slapped
him. You're allowed one. You're allowed one.
That, just.
I'll tell you, that when your son gets married. He's gonna be up there during the money pin thing. I'm gonna go and then like no, run his balls. Oh,
I'm gonna nut jab him. Just
and I'm going, everyone died. Done.
Jeez, dude.
But yeah, Rogue One enjoyed the hell out of it, and then this is where I, as usual, divert from you guys. Number two for me is New Hope. And number one for me is Empire.
So could you explain this to me? As someone that I don't necessarily agree with,
uh-huh.
Why is it that everybody thinks that A New Hope or that Empire is the
it's,
best?
It's always 1A and 1B kind of, right? Where, like Lewis said, you can't establish Empire, the story of Empire without everything that happens in New Hope. But for me, it's always like they did a better job of completing or continuing the story, I guess. And the storyline for Empire is much better than New Hope, because the beginning of New Hope really drags. Like, up until Luke has on the VR headset, that movie is boring. Like, yay, you know, Vader comes in. Yeah. All right, cool. Like,
he's a moisture farmer.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of like Terminator and Terminator 2. Like,
No, that's different. Because Terminator 2 is way better than Terminator 1. Okay, right? Yeah. But, like, this, at least for me, so with Empire, you have Luke stranded out in two different places, right? First, he's in the snow and hot,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, in Dagobah. I hope I say that non-racist. I don't know what, because I was thinking.
Are you allowed to say Dagobah?
I was thinking of Sean Connery when I was thinking of you're Dagobah. But like,
I thought that was always a Filipino asking what kind of a person the person is. Dagobah. No?
Okay. Is there a thing just to make this guy crack up?
it's a low standard.
It's working pretty well. But like, you know, you have Han Solo technically doing his own storyline. And then you have Luke doing his own storyline. You have Leia doing her own thing. It's not as, you know, prominent as everybody else's because they're just combined with Han.
Mm-hmm.
But you develop that relationship, which ends up being the most important relationship
in the sequel,
in everything now.
If
you go from that until the sequels now, that is the relationship that binds every single Star Wars movie from then on, even previously. So like, the action is much better because there's actual action.
Yeah, there's an actual sword fight.
Yeah, and then
saber fight. Yeah.
Like the Battle of Hoth, dude. Like, there's nothing. I don't think there's a better action sequence, except for the battle in Rogue One. That's like tight.
Okay.
In terms of like, I can't believe this is all going down right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Luke ballsy enough to like literally throw a grapple hook and just like go like.
Yeah, just go underneath the undercarriage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, hey, look at these giant lockers. Bam. But yeah, that's why for me, you know, always going to enjoy.
And, you know, Empire also introduced Yoda, so, you know.
And that training sequence, still one of the best scenes
pretty classic. In
cinematic history. And then obviously, like Dennis said, the twist ending of, you know, Luke
Barbara Streisand.
Actually, you know who Barbara Streisand's son is, right?
Who?
Greg Fokker.
What? You're right. I hate you.
That's right. And that's how we're going to end
our discussion. That's what we do.
I'm done with this Sith, man.
Before we end, I kind of want, and you know, Star, as you mentioned, kind of from the very beginning, Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker is coming up, and I know we don't necessarily, it's not the thing we do, but considering that it is the end, considering that for the most part we've kind of avoided spoilers, at least I know.
Oh yeah,
at least I know I have. I haven't even watched, aside from the first.
Yeah,
first trailer. I haven't watched any of the movie spots or anything.
Yeah.
So my question to you, and you have to promise that you haven't seen any spoilers to do it. What are some of some predictions that you have coming into Rise of Skywalker?
One of my predictions, I think they're going to reveal that one of the new cast is a Skywalker. I don't know how, or if they're just gonna hand wave that, you know, The Last Jedi, I know they kind of said that, or Ben at least implied that Rey was a daughter of, you know, know nothing junk, some junk traders.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna hand wave that, excuse me, and, you know, maybe it'll give, Rey a proper lineage, or at least, connection to the proper, to the Skywalker proper somehow. Predictions. What else? I think one of them has to die too. I don't know if it's gonna be Poe or Finn, maybe Rose, who was introduced in the last movie that I know not a lot of fanboys liked. Somebody has to go. Maybe even Ben, or maybe even Rey. I don't know. But yeah, so those are my two biggest hot takes. Somebody's got to go, and one of them's gonna be a Skywalker.
H. I think it's one of the. It's gonna be the thing where Ben or Kylo. Mm-hmm. You know, just like everybody else realizes that he's done wrong, and then he turns to the good, to you know.
So I kind of want to touch on it, and I think that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
I'm hoping for...
But is that too predictable?
Everybody's talking about... Yeah, but that's the thing. Rise of Skywalker, everything is usually kind of like ambiguous. But if Ben becomes Ben Skywalker again, that's too obvious. Skywalker. You know, so I don't know. I think it would be too much if what's her name? If Rey is actually a Skywalker.
Mm, okay.
You know, I don't think. I think fanboys like us would be disappointed if that was the twist that they're trying to do. And so, you know, what are the chances of Finn actually being a Skywalker? And I know the whole racial, you know, divide mm-hmm. somewhere there. Who knows? Maybe
midichlorians, man.
Yeah, midichlorians over there. But the one question I had for you guys is that, you know, where do you think, first and foremost, Palpatine, is he the original? And is there a chance that the reason why they did The Mandalorian right now is because of the fact that, you know, if Palpatine is a clone, you need a place where you can get the power of a Jedi. And is that where Baby Yoda is coming from?
Ooh, that's a good take.
You know,
you should write a Reddit about that.
I should have somebody Reddit.
Yes, you should Tumblr it too.
Okay,
that's a wow. Okay, we'll start with Palpatine. I guess I really don't know where that came from. To be perfectly honest, when they teased his voice, I'm kind of like you. I've avoided as much of the trailers as I could. Anytime my Twitter or Facebook article comes up with X Skywalker or Rise of Skywalker, I like either mute it or clear it out, cancel it out. I'm trying to go into this movie as fresh as I can. But yeah, teasing Palpatine in the trailer, totally out of left field, at least for me.
The posters.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, the posters that came out eventually of him ominously looking over everything. So it'd be a crazy, crazy thing for them to pull off. I have no idea how they're going to do it. Obviously, the whole clone concept is not foreign to this whole franchise. Mm-hmm. Even in the extended universe that I don't think it's not canon anymore. I know that the clone emperor has been a thing, so maybe they'll pull something from that. To be honest, there seems to be so much that they want to do in this movie. I don't know what the runtime of this thing is. Is it like Endgame 3 hours?
Yeah.
Or
I think they're doing such a good job of keeping everything under wraps.
Okay. Or are we just avoiding it as much as possible?
At the same time,
I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure it's out there if we look at the... Did you guys buy your tickets yet? Because I'm sure it'll say there somewhere.
Not yet.
Okay, but yeah.
I did.
Well, I bought it and then I realized I work on that day.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, so I had to sell those tickets.
Okay. But so yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot that they're trying to accomplish in one movie. So we'll see how much they pull off. And it'd be interesting if The Mandalorian actually plays into the series somehow. Kind of reminds me a little bit of how, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you still remember that show, had played a little bit into like Winter Soldier when that came out. The timing is everything about that one. So, you know, we'll see if what revelations they pull off on Disney Plus will pay off in the big screen.
I think it's the same emperor.
Okay.
If you never see him die,
he just got thrown down a shaft.
No, he fell out the window. Shaft and Windu.
Windu got shafted.
Well, it is Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
I should have helped Bruce out here. Like,
is that Carl Withers?
It's William V. Williams.
Wilhelm.
But it's a. You know, you never see him die. At the same time, we always assume that Darth Maul was dead.
That's true.
Dude didn't just fall down a shaft.
He got cut in half.
He got robot leg. He got quartered.
Yeah.
And then he like, so like, if that's not a definite death
in the Star Wars universe, death
you know what I mean? Like, then nothing is.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know.
Unless you see a force ghost.
Yeah, unless you see a lightsaber go through your chest and you'd be like, why? I don't know. I can't do Harrison Ford.
I thought that was your penguin.
But, like, yeah, if Darth Vader throwing him down an open shaft and him not using those powers that, you know, maybe he's like, maybe I played too much Spider-Man. And he's clinging onto the side of the wall, like, yeah.
You should press LB or something.
Man, you gotta press that
triangle. I mean, if Luke can get his hand cut off, fall a bottomless, shaft.
Yep.
Because that shaft eventually, mysteriously, it curved just gently that he
was a 90 degree turn.
Sometimes the shaft has to curve miraculously. But at the same time, like you said, and we mentioned it, look how messed up Anakin was. Anakin was way off worse than getting thrown out of a like
just
down a thing.
Fell. That's it.
What if the pit was literally like 10 feet and we don't see it because they just see his and he's just like, I'm cool.
They were just smoke.
And it's like Austin Fries is like, I broke my leg.
I'm still okay.
I'm fine though.
There has to be a flashback.
Poor man.
Right. Austin Powers.
Palpatine just at the bottom of the chest.
Just a little bit. Somebody get me.
It's just a little raw.
Okay, so last question. So you have the main bad guy, the really main bad guys of the prequels and the sequels, admittedly would be Palpatine, would be Darth Vader, and would be considered Snoke to be the third main bad guy of the whole nine movies. If so, Murder, Death, Kill.
Yeah.
Murder, Death, Kill. Palpatine, Snoke, or Vader.
Murder.
Oh, this is the most thought that I've seen
into
Lewis ever.
Like,
who would I murder?
And I went like, marry, kill, kiss. I'm like,
I go murder, death, kill. Wait a minute. What is the difference?
Exactly.
You can just wish death on someone. Kill is like, straight up, I'm going to murder you. Yeah. Wait.
You know what else is just like that? Murder.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there. Anything else that we want to talk about before we end our episode today?
That's a lot of Star Wars content, man. Okay. That's a lot of Star Wars.
Well, before we end, again, we're going to talk more about this next episode. But just as a warning for those loyal viewers, we're listening to, we're talking to you, Fontanus.
Did you call them viewers, though?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. We're talking to you, Fontanus. Just a quick warning that we have two more episodes before the end of our year. And then we're going to be going for a small hiatus. Or a short hiatus, I guess. We will be back. Don't worry. Our dulcet tones will eventually caress your ear holes pretty soon. But before that, please remember that we do, what we do is we do for fun. But at the same time, we kind of need your support. We kind of need your help. So one way to help us out is check out our website, 2fanboys1casual.com. All our old episodes and all of our, articles are going to be there.
On Facebook, 2 Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. Every time the podcast goes live, we'll be posting it there. If you want us to also add you on our Facebook group, 2 Fanboys and a Filthy Casual, we are very interactive there too. It's actually a little bit of a give and take. So whenever you guys have anything fun to share, or if you have any content yourself that you want to share with a bunch of like-minded nerds and whatnot, post it there. So just let us know if you want us to add you, or if you have any friends that you think would be beneficial or would like to be in that group, let us know and we'll do that for you.
And then on both Instagram and Twitter, 2 Fanboys, 1 Casual.
Well, that's it for us today. Hope you enjoyed our episode. If you do watch Star Wars Last Jedi, Return of the Skywalker, Rise of Skywalker. Okay. If you do like it, you know, as Lewis said, join us in our Facebook group, post it, email us.
Just don't post any spoilers, because I will literally find your account and I will murder you. I already got angry.
Not death.
No.
Not kill.
All three at the same time.
Murder.
And then throw you out the window.
Okay, that's it for us today. Before Lewis dies, this, as usual, this is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Mace Windu.
Papa, can you hear me? Falling out the window.